Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Carol Marine was working as a 60 Minutes correspondent for CBS News in Manhattan on the morning of the attacks. She was covering the story and suddenly found herself running for her life. This is Carol Marine and Dan Rather on CBS that morning.
I think I was in the second collapse or an explosion right after that because I was trying to make my way around Stuyvesant High School. I believe that's correct. I'm not a New Yorker. But I was coming toward the World Trade Center looking for CBS crews and asked a firefighter if he saw any. He told me to walk down the middle of the road. All of a sudden, there was a roll, an explosion, and we could see coming at us a ball of flame stories high. He and others screamed, run, and I ran. I fell. One of them picked me up. We ran as fast as we could, and then he threw me into the wall of a building and covered me. Forgive me.
I am in his debt.
You know, Dan, I know firefighters do incredible work all of the time, but this was exceeded anything that I can imagine. He threw me into a wall, covered me with his body. I could feel his heart banging against my back. We were both so sure we were going to die. The flame somehow stopped short of us. But whatever collapsed created, and you saw it in some of that video, Dan, a rain of cinders so thick that you couldn't see this far in front of you and you couldn't breathe. A police officer, and I wish I knew the firefighter's name, a police officer by the name of Brendan Duke grabbed my hand and he and I tried to find our way through it until we could hit a clearing in the light. What you're seeing on the ground here, Dan, was in the air, and you couldn't see. And again, we thought we were finished. We somehow got to the light. Another firefighter gave me his mask for a moment so I could breathe. And then I made my way somehow through the smoke into the light to our crews. There was a cameraman there whose head was bloody, and he was trying to shoot and set up some of these shots there. The firefighters, the police, the crews, the people. People streamed toward me as I made my way to the Trade Center, sobbing and crying and trying to call home on dead cell phones, but they couldn't get through. There is so much fear out there even now because of gas main leaks. There was a point at which I watched firefighters run. Someone threw me forward. A paramedic truck let me jump inside and drove me halfway, and then a New York City bus driver opened his doors of an empty bus and drove me here to the broadcast center. To all of them, I mean, citizens of New York have remained amazingly calm but deeply frightened.
Carol Marine, her jacket still covered with white dust as she talked to Dan Rather on CBS the morning of September 11th. Carol, have you looked at that clip that we just played recently with you and Dan Rather the morning of September 11th, 2001?
Oh, I've seen it. I don't like to look at it very much, I have to tell you, Bob. You know, I remember it very well, and so it's kind of one of those things I don't go back to very often.
Yeah, I can understand that. Have the memories changed in any way for you? Is it still as vivid?
It is. And you know, one of the challenges when people talk about it with me is that I fear that I don't have any better vocabulary for it. I say the same things that I said then because it's sort of like stamped in my memory.
Yeah, you know, when I was watching that clip and listening to you, and one of the reasons we played it is I don't think you could do any better than you did at that moment to describe what happened and how you felt, which had to have been difficult when you found yourself in the middle of that story and your life in danger. But as you said to Robert Feeder in your interview with him, the adrenaline just takes over, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, I learned a lot in 9/11. I learned that in order to survive, you know, you have to do just one thing well. And for me, it was run faster than I've ever run. But you shut down lots of other senses, like hearing or looking around, you know, and it's that kind of adrenaline rush that propels you. And I appreciate that adrenaline is there and was there for me. But it, as a result, you know, there are things you also miss. I didn't know, for instance, until I got into the shower at about 1 o'clock in the morning, that I'd lost skin on my toes because I had run in stocking feet. The firefighter said, take off your shoes. And I ran, I tore up my feet, but adrenaline allowed me to bypass any feeling of that until much later. It's a crazy thing.
When you travel now, when you get on an airplane, can you do that without thinking about the experience you had 20 years ago?
I can do that when I get on an airplane. Where it comes back to me is if I'm driving to Midway Airport, and you know how those planes come in so close, mm-hmm. to your car, and you see it. When I look at a big plane coming in for a landing, I automatically kind of clutch because I'm afraid it's going to hit a building. You know, I mm-hmm. think about it in those terms.
Yeah, sure. We hear about the terrible toll 9/11 took on first responders mentally and physically. Do you worry about your health, your lungs?
I always worry about my lungs. And I have a physical coming up in another month. And if I get a cold or I sound wheezy or for some reason, we check my lungs because I think they took some hit, but I'm in very good health, and I work hard to stay that way. But I'm quite mindful that we all breathed the most awful, toxic and tragic parts of buildings and asbestos and people. And, you know, there were people in the air. How frightening is that?
Awful. One thing that was, I don't want to say anything nice came about 20 years ago, but when you think about how the country rallied behind President George W. Bush when he appeared, for example, at Yankee Stadium, and you didn't get the usual booing of a politician. When you think about how together we were then, that was something that did feel good at the time. And looking back now, you just think, will we ever be together again? Does it take some terrible tragedy to do it? Think about that?
I do. And I thought about that probably more than anything lately, that for what was too brief a moment, we gathered together as the United States of America, and not just our allies, but our friends, but our enemies around the world came to our assistance. And that was too brief. And then we went back to our polarized corners. We demonized Muslims because there were Muslims in that terror attack. We generalized, we polarized, and I really think we squandered an enormous opportunity to put our arms around each other for a much longer period of time.
Yeah, no question. How is life after TV, Carol?
people ask me that all the time. My last time working for NBC and WTTW was November 6th, and it really has been good. When the insurrection hit on January 6th, I had grabbed a cup of coffee. It was about 4 o'clock, and I turned on the TV, and all of a sudden it looks like people in Statuary Hall, protesters right outside the U.S. House. And I called my son and daughter-in-law, who just had a baby, and I said, I'm going to order a bunch of Chinese, And I think you ought to come over here and watch this. And Josh said, I'm packing up now. And I didn't, in watching it, have any sort of regret about not being in a newsroom that day. When I got off of TV, it was just the right time to do it for me. Mm-hmm. And I haven't looked back, and I haven't missed it. And the great thing is that I'm working on faculty of DePaul's Journalism School, and that's a full-time, really great thing to do, to work with these young men and women, to get them ready to do what you and I've done for so long. So life after TV is pretty good.
You get to be a real person now, a normal person.
Well, you know, once you've done what we've done in for careers, I don't think you're ever going to be a normal person.
Well, maybe you can get a little closer.
you get a little closer, but it's really been a good experience.
Carol Marie. Carol, thanks for sharing your thoughts about a horrible time for all of us and a particularly traumatic experience you went through. I guess as the years go by, it is important to remember that we promised never forget, didn't we?
We did, and we must remember, I think, for so many good reasons. But thank you, Bob. It's always a joy to talk to you.
Appreciate the time, Carol. Have a great day.